Hello. This podcast is AI generated, so please read the disclaimers. And follow us on Apple and Spotify. Provide feedback at apriori.i@gmail.com. Qualcomm Incorporated, NASDAQ, QCOM, Q3 2023 Results Conference Call August 2, 2023 4:45 p.m. Eastern Time. Qualcomm's Q3 2023 earnings call highlighted consistent results with non-GAAP earnings of $1.87 per share, with the company recording non-GAAP revenues of $8.4 billion. The call noted Qualcomm's 11th consecutive quarter of year-on-year double-digit growth in QCT automotive revenues. The company also reported positive results in the smartphone and IoT sectors, with new designs being won for next-generation digital cockpit and telematics systems. However, while Qualcomm is optimistic about its continued progress, there were concerns raised about macroeconomic conditions, and additional cost actions will be implemented to ensure maximum value for shareholders. The conference call covered concerns about the continued inventory drawdown, which has lasted longer than expected. However, it was confirmed that inventory is focused on the right parts and there is demand for it. Cristiano Amon discussed the Snapdragon 4 Gen 2 and the positive implications for the 4G to 5G migration. In terms of the IoT business, there has been growth despite consumers initially showing weakness. The company is optimistic about future opportunities, including virtual reality, designing with Wi-Fi 7, and the new cycle. Akash Palhawala also provided insight into the OPEX for fiscal 2024, stating that new cost-cutting plans would prioritize strategic investments and aim to reduce in other areas. There were discussions on revenue and margins, most notably that the company expects stable growth over time. Finally, Cristiano discussed the potential impact of AI, arguing it could lead to an upgrade cycle for customers, contribute to content, and help prevent the ASP of chips from dropping. In discussing channel inventory, which refers to total inventory across all customers and channels, the company has encountered higher headwinds than anticipated. However, the company's share position and overall market perspective remain unchanged. The company hasn't updated its estimate of the total impact. Also, the company discussed the refurbished phone market, which has been growing in the past few years, and its potential impact on the new Android market. Despite these challenges, the company remains committed to its strategy and highlights a positive product roadmap. In light of uncertainties, the company is focusing on areas it can control and preparing for a market rebound. Finally, the company sees a new inflection point in computing with the Neural Processing Unit, NPU, and looks forward to showcasing its decade-long investment in this technology at the upcoming Tech Summit.